suggest, as it relates to today's daf, and really yesterday's daf, and tomorrow's daf, which is the topic of Mashav Ruach Umerid HaGeshem, and the topic of V'sein Talu Motel Avracha. That's the sugya, a lot of agadata, as we're going to see in these coming dafen. But if there's a sugya in the beginning of Masech Tastainis, that's the sugya. It's the sugya of Mashav Ruach Umerid HaGeshem, and it's the sugya of V'sein Talu Umotel Avracha. Now, we just learned the Gemara. The Gemara says that if somebody davens during the Yemei Sakshama, during the winter, and he doesn't say Mashav Ruach Umerid HaGeshem, Machzir Noisei, he has to daven Shmei Nesrei again. If someone's davening during the summer, and he says Mashav Ruach Umerid HaGeshem, Machzir Noisei, he would have to daven Shmei Nesrei again. There's a long Tosfos here on Daf Gimel Amid Beis that we're going to get to Be'ezus Hashem in the coming Daf, and it's a very important Tosfos. But for now, this is the halacha that we have to know. And that is, Mashav Ruach Umerid HaGeshem, the Umerid HaGeshem part is so critical that if you mess it up, you say it when you weren't supposed to say it, or you don't say it when you were supposed to say it, Machzir Noisei, you have to daven Shmei Nesrei again. The same is true for V'sein Talu Motel Avracha, that if it's during the winter and you mess up V'sein Talu Motel Avracha, you'd have to daven Shmei Nesrei again. Or if it's during the summer and you say V'sein Talu Motel Avracha, that would be a problem again. What would be if somebody davens Shachris and he didn't say Mashav Ruach Umerid HaGeshem, or he didn't say V'sein Talu Motel Avracha, it's during the winter, and he didn't remember that he forgot until Mincha? So what do you do? It's Pasha, you daven two Minchas. Because if you didn't say V'sein Talu Motel Avracha, if you didn't say Mashav Ruach Umerid HaGeshem, so it comes out that you made a mistake with your Shmoneh Esrei. So it's as if you didn't daven. And the halach is, by the next tefillah, you'd have to do what you would do if you didn't daven at all. So just like if you missed the tefillah completely, you would have a chiyuv tashlumin. So too, if you daven, but you didn't daven the way you were supposed to daven, you didn't say Mashav Ruach Umerid HaGeshem, you didn't say V'sein Talu Motel Avracha, would be the same exact halach of this is pashut, and you would end up davening two Shmoneh Esreis. The Yeshua is Yaakov. In Simon Kuf Yud Zayin in Erech Chaim, this is in his Pirush on Shulchan Aruch, was asked the Shaila. The Shaila that he was asked was, what would be if somebody daven Mincha on Erev Shabbos? So you daven Mincha on Erev Shabbos, and you forgot to say V'sein Talu Motel Avracha in Baruch Aleinu during the winter. And you remembered Friday night, it's already Shabbos. So the shaila that the Yeshua's Yaakov was asked was, should you now daven two Shmoneh Esreis on Friday night, or should you not daven two Shmoneh Esreis on Friday night? What's the shaila? The shaila is, ordinarily, if you don't say V'sein Talu Motel Avracha, so there's a din, you have to daven Shmoneh Esreis again. If the zman of the tefillah passed and you didn't re-daven the Shmoneh Esrei, then by the next tefillah, you'll make it up. Just like had you not davened at all, you would daven two Shmoneh Esreis. So too, if you daven, but you made a mistake, a mistake that's machzir noisai, so when it comes to next tefillah, so you'll make it up. But said the shoyl to the Yeshua's Yaakov, that this might be different. You know why? Because you really daven Shmoneh Esrei. Narvas, you didn't say V'sein Talu Motel Avracha. When you do your tefillahs tashlumin Friday night, what's the tefillahs tashlumin going to be? You're going to daven two Friday night Shmoneh Esreis. Because if it's Friday night, you can't daven a tefillah shochel. You can end up davening two regular Friday night Shmoneh Esreis. So if you're going to daven two Friday night Shmoneh Esreis, when you daven Shmoneh Esrei on Friday night, you don't mention V'sein Talu Motel Avracha. You don't have all the bakashas. We don't daven Shmoneh Esrei brachas. You don't say Baruch Aleinu. So there's no V'sein Talu Motel Avracha. If there's no V'sein Talu Motel Avracha, then your tefillas tashlumin is anyways not going to be mashlim V'sein Talu Motel Avracha. So what's the point in davening over? So the Shnoyel asked the Yeshua's Yaakov, I hear two clear tzadim. Mitzad echad, you didn't daven a proper Shmoneh Esrei. So because you didn't daven a proper Shmoneh Esrei, you have a chiv to daven again. You have a chiv to daven again Friday night, daven two Shmoneh Esreis. Oye Shloimar, being that really you did daven Shmoneh Esrei. You did not daven at all, you daven. Narvos, you didn't say V'sein Talu Motel Avracha. So being that you only missed out by not saying V'sein Talu Motel Avracha, so if my tefillas tashlumin would have of a saying talumata levracha. So I'm making up what I missed. I would understand. But this tefillas tashlumin is happening on Friday night. And because it's happening on Friday night, bal korchach, it's going to be a Friday night Shmai Nesra. So being that it's going to be a Friday night Shmai Nesra, and Friday night Shmai Nesra doesn't have a saying talumata levracha, so what's the point in having a tefillas tashlumin? This was the question that the shoyel asked the Yeshua's Yaakov, a very, very geshmaka shayla. So the Yeshua's Yaakov writes his tshuva. It's not in Shuvish Yeshua's Yaakov, but it's in Yeshua's Yaakov on the Shulchan Aruch. And he says that this Shaila that the Shaila last, B'muscho Rishon, is enough in a Tosfos. It's a famous Tosfos, a Masechtes Brachos, Daf Chav Vav Amid Beis, where the Bali Tosfos discuss not this Shaila, but a very, very similar Shaila. The Shaila that the Bali Tosfos were discussing was if somebody daven Mincha on Rosh Chodesh, and he forgot to say Yalav Yavai, and he remembers by Ma'ariv. But Ma'ariv says, Shainos, it's not Rosh Chodesh anymore. Being that it's not Rosh Chodesh anymore, when you daven, you're not going to say Yalav Yavai. So the Bali Tosfos will mesopik, this person who daven Shmei Nesri, he just didn't say Yalav Yavai. You have to daven Shmei Nesri again. If you remember by the next tefillah, then you would have to daven two of that tefillah. But Yesh Loimar, being that over here, when you remember it wasn't Rosh Chodesh, so that when you're going to daven, you're not going to be saying Yalav Yavai anyways. So if you're not going to be saying Yalav Yavai anyways, so Yesh Loimar, it doesn't make any sense for you to say, yeah, for you to daven again. Because the whole purpose of davening is tashlumin. It's to make up what you missed. What did you miss? You missed Yalav Yavai. But over here, I'm anyways not going to say Yalav Yavai. In other words, the same Shiloh. Mitzad Echad, you daven mincha, you were supposed to have said Yalav Yavai, you didn't say Yalav Yavai. So it comes out you didn't daven. You didn't daven, you have to do a tefillas tashlumin. But Yesh Loimar, being that really you did daven, it's just that you missed the Yalav Yavai, so to the extent that my tefillas tashlumin is going to include Yalav Yavai, so I'm going to make up what I'm missing. But if my tefillas tashlumin is anyways not going to include Yalav Yavai, then what's the point? So the Bali Tosfos cleared the Shiloh, and Tosfos brings from Rabbeinu Yehuda, and then Tosfos quotes from the Chachmei Provancia, Ayin Berishonim. This was a Shiloh that all the Bali Tosfos and all the Rishonim 1,000 years ago were already pondering. So said the Yeshua's Yaakov that b'muscho rishon, I think this shayla of the shayla, which is a very geshmak shayla, if somebody forgot to say v'sein talumata levarcha erev Shabbos, should there be tefillas tashlumin? Why? Yeah, because you didn't daven a proper Shmei Nesri. Why not? Because you're anyways not going to make a tashlumin for v'sein talumata levarcha, because the Friday night davening doesn't include v'sein talumata levarcha. It's mamish tois v'shayla. Tois v'shayla was when you said yalav yavai and you forgot to say Yalav Yavai by Mincha, and you Chabtzich by Ma'ariv. Oops! So really, you didn't daven Shmei Nesri. So Mitzad Echad, you should daven Shmei Nesri again, because at the end of the day, I didn't daven Shmei Nesri. Mitzad Sheni, really, I did daven Shmei Nesri. I'm just missing Yalav Yavai. I mean that I'm anyways not going to shtel to a Yalav Yavai. So what's the point in having a Tefillas Tashlumin? Stating that, the Yeshua's Yaakov says a Svara, that maybe it's different. And really, the Svara of the Yeshua's Yaakov, we're not going to talk about. It's based on the fact that Tosfos was discussing a Tefillas Tashlumin during a weekday, whereas this Shoyl was asking about Tfilas Tashlumin on Shabbos. And he says, being that Tfilas Tashlumin is based on Tfilas Nedava, and Nedarim and Nedavis weren't craven b'Shabbos v'yantiv, v'sugim mesechtes beya. So based on that, it could be that Shabbos is different. And because Shabbos is different, so maybe we can't shtel through that Tosfos. But fundamentally, the Yeshua's Yaakov said that the Shoyl's question is hein hein advarim. It's literally Tosfos in mesechtes brachas daf chavav amibay. Stating that, Reb Chaim Brisker, this is printed in Reb Chaim in stencils in Masechtes Brachos on Daf Chav Vav Amud Beis. Reb Chaim said that it's pashut to him that there's a fundamental difference between Tosfos's Shaila, which was if somebody forgot to say Yalav Yavai by Mincha and he remembered by Ma'ariv and it's not Rosh Chodesh anymore, versus the Shaila of the Yeshua's Yaakov, where somebody forgot to say V'sein Talumata Levracha on Erev Shabbos and he remembered Friday night when it's Shabbos, and you anyways don't say V'sein Talumata Levracha. And that is, said Reb Chaim, Yalav Yavai, which we say on Rosh Chodesh, it's Pashit, it's not part of Shmei Nesra. Yalav Yavai is something that you're supposed to insert into Shmei Nesra. It's an add-on to the Shmei Nesra. It's Rosh Chodesh today. During Shmei Nesra, there's an inyan to mention Yalav Yavai. And being that, really, Yalav Yavai is just an add-on to the Shmei Nesrei, said Reb Chaim, the Bali Tosfos had it sad, that if you daven Shmei Nesrei and you just missed Yalav Yavai, does hasnish that you didn't daven Shmei Nesrei. Narvas, you missed the Aleve Yava. Now, missing the Aleve Yava is critical. And as a result, you would have to daven Shemayna Esrei again, and this time don't miss the Aleve Yava. So much so that if you remember by the next tefillah, treat it as if you didn't daven at all, and add on a tefillah. But to say that I didn't daven a Shemayna Esrei, that's not true. It's not factual. Because the Aleve Yava is just something that you say during Shemayna Esrei, but it's not part of the Matbeya. It's not part of the Heftz of the Shemayna Esrei. It's Pasha. So said Reb Chaim, that's why the Bali Tosfos had it sad, that maybe if you're davening Mincha and you daven Shemayna Esrei, you forgot to say Yalav Yavoy, and then you remembered my Meiriv, so what are you saying? You have to daven Tfilas Tashlume now. Daven another Shemayna Esrei. So said Reb Chaim, there the Bali Tosfos had it sad, that being that at the end of the day, Yechob Gedaven Shemayna Esrei. Nor was, I didn't say Yalav Yavoy, which is what I'm supposed to do when I daven Shemayna Esrei. Now that's so critical that we want you to even daven again. But now many was not saying Yalav Yavoy. So what's the point? I missed it. It's over as manu batal karbanoi. It's mu'uva she'enu yuchalisko. And the chesaron la yuchalimanois. It's too late. What should I do? It's not Rosh Chodesh anymore. I make up for the Shemayna Esrei that you didn't daven. I did daven Shemayna Esrei. What do you mean you didn't say Yalav Yavoy? Yalav Yavoy is not Shemayna Esrei. Yalav Yavoy is something I say when I daven Shemayna Esrei. But it's not part and parcel. It's not part of the DNA. It's not part of the chefs of Shemayna Esrei. It's just something I say when I daven Shemayna Esrei. I say Yalav Yavoy when you bench. You say Yalav Yavoy when you say Shemayna Esrei. It's a me'ena ma'ura that you're masker. When? During certain times. Chazal said, you bench, say it. Shemayna Esrei, you say it. But it doesn't become part of benching. It doesn't become part of Shemayna Esrei. It's just something you're supposed to say. It's ma'akev. Daven again. So, because the only time I could do it is during Shemayna Esrei. So no, we tell you, daven again. So like this, you'll be able to say it. But at the end of the day, if I daven, then I didn't say Yalav Yavoy. It's not pshat I didn't daven. Of course I daven. I just missed that on the Yalav Yavoy. So to do a tefillah tashlumin for a tefillah that I daven doesn't make any sense. I would do the tefillah tashlumin for the Yalav Yavoy, but I'm not saying the Yalav Yavoy. So Reb Chaim said, that's the long toisvus in brachas. That's what they're handling. Abesed Reb Chaim, the same talu matal of bracha. When Chazal said that you're supposed to say during certain times of the year, what they wanted you to say was they said that now, during this tkufa, this is part of the nusach of Shemayna Esrei. It's pashat. Right now, it's part of Shemayna Esrei. Sanuf, right now, it's part of Shemayna Esrei. If you don't say the same talmud matal of racha, you didn't daven a proper Shemayna Esrei. If you didn't daven a proper Shemayna Esrei, so now b'nechshuldigash Shemayna Esrei. B'shuldigash Shemayna Esrei. Tfilas Tashlumin. So what are you going to tell me? Oh, but it's Friday, and it's Shabbos already, and now I'm not going to say the same talmud matal of racha. That's not the point. The point is you didn't daven Shemayna Esrei. So because you didn't daven Shemayna Esrei, daf sutzush talan on Shemayna Esrei. So Reb Chaim said, when I missed the Aleve Yavoy, echob gedaven Shemayna Esrei. I just didn't say Aleve Yavoy. Now it's not Rosh Chodesh. Anyway, it's not going to say Aleve Yavoy. There's no point in Tashlumin. But if I didn't say the same talmud matal of racha, that means I didn't daven Shemayna Esrei properly. That rears on the etzim chefs of the Shemayna Esrei. I didn't daven Shemayna Esrei. If I didn't daven Shemayna Esrei, daf chutzushta lana Shemayna Esrei. So what are you going to tell me? Oh, but the part of the Shemayna Esrei that I missed out was v'sein talu matal v'racha. Now many was not saying v'sein talu matal v'racha. Why does that matter? It matters if the reason I didn't daven Shemayna Esrei because I didn't say v'sein talu matal v'racha, or because I didn't say atachoyne ladam das, or because I didn't say baruch aleinu, or because I didn't say sim shalom, or I didn't say moedim. What's the difference? At the end of the day, you didn't daven Shemayna Esrei. Right now, du bist tayid v'so nit gedaven mincha. So what do you got to do? Two myrivs. That's it. And that myriv works. In hilchas tefilas tashlumin, you can be mashlam a weekday Shemayna Esrei with a Shabbos Shemayna Esrei. It's not a problem. Someone forgets to daven mincha erev Shabbos. You can daven two Friday night tefilas. Of course, the taina would be, but I daven. No, you didn't. You didn't daven Shemayna Esrei because here it's part of the nusach. It's part of the matbeh of the Shemayna Esrei. Either way, this was Reb Chaim's lumdus that he said in stencils that there's a fundamental difference between Yalav Yavoy and what it represents. It's just basic lumdus in terms of understanding what we do. Yalav Yavoy is just a haskara that we do when. During Shemayna Esrei. But it's not part of the Shemayna Esrei. And that's why you have that major toisus in Brachas Chavava Mebeis. As opposed to Saint Talamatul of Racha, that's part of the Matbeah of the Shemayna Esrei. And because it's part of the Matbeah of the Shemayna Esrei, so therefore, as it relates to this Shiloh of Toisvis, the Shiloh is in the Shiloh of the Yeshua's Yaakov, over here, it's going to be fundamentally different. L'chura, that's Pashit. That what Reb Chaim said regarding the same talmud matal of racha would be true regarding mashav racha mary dageshem. What's the difference? So svar to be mechalik between the same talmud matal of racha mashav racha mary dageshem. Now that's
clear the issue was Yaakov Shaila and Reb Chaim Shaila was only in a gay of a Saint Talamat Levracha. Because Mashav Ruach Amar Degashim, there's no Shaila. Mashav Ruach Amar Degashim, you say every time you say Shema Nesrei. You say it Friday and then you say it Friday night as well. So the Shaila was a Shaila regarding a Saint Talamat Levracha. Oh, but the Tshuva, the Yisoid is Nageya Me'imasai Maskir and Gvuris Geshamim. Reb Chaim is saying that during that Kufa, when you're supposed to say Mashav Ruach Amar Degashim, it becomes part and parcel of the actual Shema Nesrei.